Hi everyone, thank you for. Okay, let me just say click on this. Okay, thank you for joining us. It's going to be a very brief meeting today. There's not much in terms of updates. So once again, if you have questions that you were not able to put on the Google form, or you have questions as I'm talking, please put it into the chat and we will address the questions after I'm done with my agenda. Huiling?
Okay. 校长说呢, 谢谢你们今天参, 抽空参加这个会议, 然后这个会议呢, 会很短, 因为呢, 我们呢, 没有太多的更新可以提供给你, 那如果你还没有机会呢, 去提交那个, 那个谷歌的那个, 问题表格的话呢, 你可以在留言方案那里呢, 去提交你所有的问题, 等校长呢, 把所有的东西说完了以后呢, 他会开始解答问题。
Okay, first on my agenda is a huge thank you to all the families for supporting the PTA. As you know, we've been collecting PTA dues. A lot of families contributed much more than the amount that was asked. It was, I think, and I'm not sure Denise correct me, but it is $50. Yeah, so families were very generous. Once the PTA figures out the finances and everything, we'll send they'll send a newsletter out with the amount collected. That will probably happen mid-January, end of January. So once again, thank you all for your support. Huiling?
Okay, 校长说呢, 他想趁这个机会呢, 谢谢大家呢, 去参与我们, 这个教, 那个家教会的会费, 然后这个今年的会费是, 其实是50块的, 然后有很多的家庭呢, 他们呢, 去提供比这个, 数字更多的, 更多的经费。 然后呢, 所以校长说呢, 等我们把一切所有的钱呢, 全部都数好之后呢, 我们会发一张, 就是, 发一张信回去给学生们, 让你们知道呢, 我们今年呢, 家教会的那个会费到底, 收了多少钱。
Okay, we recently had two fifth grade fundraisers for our overnight trip. This is the first year since the pandemic that we've had an overnight trip. We were able to raise $2,500 from both bake sales. So thank you families for supporting us. Just to give you an idea on how much it costs, I think, well, each fifth grader had to pay $190 to participate in the trip. We handle the financing for the bus, which is like, it's about $7,000 a bus. Am I correct, Ms. Lipsky? We had three charter buses. And we also paid for two buses. And we also paid for the adults that participated, that wanted to participate. And, you know, we go with the motto of the more adults there are, the safer the children are. They had a wonderful, wonderful time. Will be pretty unforgettable. It was a lot of snow. it was nice and chilly, but you know, thank you for supporting us with contributing to the bake sale, whether it was donation of baked goods or sending your child in with money so they could purchase items.
Okay, 校长说呢, 就是想谢谢呢, 所有的家长参与我们学校的那个筹款, 五年级筹款呢, 可以去这个, 就是可以去过夜的那个旅行的, okay? 然后呢, 我们, 今年呢, 是第一年呢, 是经过疫情以后呢, 是可以提供呢, 这个过夜的, 那个旅行呢, 是给学生的。 然后呢, 校长说呢, 我们, 我们在这个两个筹款呢, 我们总共筹到了 2500块。 然后呢, 我们想让你知道呢, 这一个, 过夜的那个旅行, 五年级的旅行呢, 到底是有, 到底是需要多少钱的。 然后每个五年级, 五年级的小朋友呢, 如果他们想参与的话呢, 他们必须要付 190块钱。 然后呢, 那个, 那个费, 还有那个其他的经费呢, 就是, 我们必须要去订购那些大巴, 然后带这些小朋友上去的, 每一个大巴呢, 都需要, 都是7000块, 都需要7000块钱的, 而且我们已经预定了2架, 而且每一个呢, 就是说每一个老师跟去旅行的呢，我们都帮这些老师付费的，因为呢我们觉得呢多一点老师的话，对于你小朋友的安全呢是会有比较有保障的。然后呢所有的小朋友呢都有一个非常非常难忘的经验，而且呢虽然那个时候呢是有很多雪下很多雪，所以校长想在这个机会里面呢谢谢你们呢所有的参与，不管是你们是捐的那些小朋友买的那些东西，或者是给钱你的小朋友呢来帮助我们五年级呢可以筹到这一笔经费呢带他们去旅行的，非常感谢你们。
OK, thank you, Huiling. Smorgasbord, pre-pandemic we would have PS42 family event, Smorgasbord, which is one in the winter, and in the spring we have family day. Smorgasbord usually happens in December, but we decide to move it to February. We have planned on January, but it's not enough time for us to really plan and execute Smorgasbord well. So the plan is now moving it to February. And we will definitely notify families. We will be asking for your help again in getting donations. Smorgasbord involves serving dinner plates and we raffle, there are activities. So we'll be reaching out with more information.
校长说呢，在疫情之前呢，我们学校呢其实有两个就是好像一个活动的，然后呢一个叫做 Smorgasbord, 其实就是大杂烩 OK, 然后呢大杂烩这个呢通常是在冬天的时候呢，就是差不多12月的时候呢我们会有一个，但是今年呢我们呢决定了把它搬去2月，本来想是说去把它改成1月的，但是呢实在是没有时间呢去筹划这一个这么大的一个就是活动的，然后呢校长说我们最后决定了在二月的时候呢会有这个大杂烩的聚会的 OK, 然后呢到时候呢我们也会通知所有的家庭呢，因为呢我们是再一次需要你的帮助的 OK, 因为呢 Smorgasbord 呢大杂烩那一天呢即将呢我们会学校里面呢会开始呢就是每一个人呢都可以去就是晚餐呢去拿一个碟的 OK, 而且呢我们也有一些就是抽奖活动啊可以让你就是参与的，然后呢我们呢迟一点呢时间靠近的时候呢我们会在我们学校的 APP 里面呢会发送这些信息给你们，让你们更进一步了解。
OK, thank you, Huiling. Update on Sewer Park, we had our school safety committee, Ms. Lipsky ran that committee, and we had parents asking about the situation at Sewer Park. I do want to update you. The community officer, Officer Taylor, has been very involved in supporting the family. He's also asked that if at any point you are a victim of any form of situation where you feel unsafe, please know that you can come to us and he will come to the school to talk to you. He was very cooperative. He was at our school and he talked to families and students who have been affected by the situation at Sewer Park. He did take reports down. All families chose not to press charges. They just wanted to seek help for that family and to seek support. So right now the community officer is involved. I can't tell you more because I'm not privy to the information, but there are social services supporting the family. And Officer Taylor said at any point, any situation where you feel you're unsafe and you are wary about calling 911 or going to this precinct, know that he is willing to come to the school, which is considered a safe zone, and support you. Huiling?
OK, 校长想跟你们就是说更新一下有关于 Sewer Park 的情况的。OK, 然后呢学校呢我们有一个学校安全的会议呢，对不对？那里面呢我们的那个学区呢他们的那个警员叫做 Officer Taylor 呢，他呢即将会帮这些家庭呢去找，就帮助这个家庭呢就是找一些帮忙他的。OK, 如果你呢是一个 就是你是被那个曾经被这件事情伤害过的人呢，他如果你呢害怕去打九，你不想打911，或者是你害怕呢，你可以呢来我们学校跟我们讲，然后 Officer Teller 呢就是那个警卫员警察，他会来我们学校呢跟你详谈有关于发生什么事情的， OK。 然后呢他有时呢会写一些报告，会拿那个报告，然后呢很多的家庭呢他过来呢去就是说问他们情况发生的时候呢，然后那些家庭呢他们都说他们不想就是说提告这个 这一个家庭的，然后呢他们呢就是想说我们这个社区呢到底有没有什么东西呢是可以帮助这个家庭的。然后呢如果那个 Officer Teller 呢他说呢，如果你有在任何的情况觉得你不想打911的话呢， 你可以来我们学校跟我们讲，我们会联系他，他会来我们学校呢去跟你做一个访谈的， OK。 因为我们的学校呢算是一个安全区，所以呢他可以这个样子做。
OK、update on school construction、I met with the person that supervises the construction that is happening in the building. He did share that they will beBuilding a sidewalk shed on Ludlow Street, which means the space will be compromised. They will build and use wooden planks, and it'll be 5 feet of walking space. Once that happens, we will figure out first grade dismissal. We don't project that it will happen until 2023. I don't have any more updates than that, but the minute I have an update, we will share with everyone through School Connects.
I'm sorry, May, you said they will build a sidewalk on which one? Ludlow? Or
Ludlow first.
Ludlow.
Yeah, I...
2023, right?
Yeah, I nixed the Hester Street. They were going to do it on Hester also, but I told them that should happen in the summer when we don't have arrival and dismissal.
Okay.然后校长说呢，想更新，让你们更新呢，让你们知道呢学校装修的更新是什么。OK, 然后校长说呢，他跟那个就是专门去做那个把学校装修的那个管理员呢，他们跟他详谈过，他说呢他们即将呢在那个在 Ludlow 街呢，他们即将要把那个就是走，就你可以走路的那个地方把它关起来，把它封起来，然后呢他会在街上呢放一个小小的那个就是隔开，让你可以在那个边边这样子走的， OK。 然后呢那个会即将会在2023年发生，但是呢我们现在呢还没有更详细的资料，但是我们必须要知道一年级放学呢现在应该要在哪里。我们呢有任何的信有任何的新的信息或者是更新的话，我们都会通过我们学校的 APP 呢去联系所有的家长的。
OK、school tours, kindergarten application has opened up, so we are hosting school tours. We will have one tomorrow and we will have one in January.The 3K pre-K tours will open up late January. So that one, we have one scheduled for February. You can check on the website or you could check on the My Schools, your My Schools account. We have invitations in both places. We will add more pre-K, 3K tour, but right now there's only one for February.
Okay, 有关于呢学校的参观，对不对？因为现在呢是幼稚园的那个表格打开了，启开了，然后呢我们呢即将会给所有的幼稚园的新生的家庭呢去做一个在我们学校可以参观，我们明天就有一个 OK。 然后呢 3K 呢跟 4K 呢应该是一月底呢才会开起来的。然后任何的资料呢你可以去我们的学校的那个网站去查看，或者是 My SchoolOK, 学校 我的学校的账号里面呢也可以看得到的。然后我们现在二月份呢是有一个呢是让就是 3K 跟学前班的学生呢是可以来参观的。OK, 我们呢会加多几个呢让这些学生呢可以来参观我们的学校，但是到目前为止呢还没有确定的一些日子。
OK, so, I do have the dates for the K tour. There's one tomorrow and there's another one.January 11th, 慧玲。
幼稚园的那个就是参观日呢，即将会是明天，还有一月十一号。
And the one pre-K tour that we have set already will happen February February 11th. We'll add more dates once we check, once the application comes out.
February 15th.
February 15th? Oh, yeah, sorry. February 15th.
OK, 我们有一个呢是给学前班的家庭呢，那些家长呢可以去参观的，就是2月15号。OK， 而且呢我们也有呢，我们呢即将会加多一点，让家长可以进来参观我们的学校呢。等那个表格启开的时候呢，对不对，我们就会有 加多几个参观日给家长进来参观的。
OK， which was the end of the agenda. The next couple of comments will be about COVID testing. The DOE is recommending that prior to January 3rd, well, actually close to January 3rd, when you come back from winter break, please test your child. We sent home the regular amount of tests with 2 extra tests so that you'll have plenty to use over the break and to share with family members.
OK, 下一个东西我们要讲的呢是有关于新型冠状病毒的那个快速测验的。 OK, 然后呢教育局呢他们呢是建议说呢你必须要等到呢快要上学的时候，1月3号上学的时候，快要到1月3号的时候呢，他们希望你们呢可以在家里呢去测验一下你家里的小朋友，看看他们有没有新型冠状病毒的。 OK, 还有呢就是我们呢即将会发回去给学生呢，就是普通发给你这么多的量，而且呢我们会加多两个给你们，是给你们还有给你们的那个这家庭成员的，其他家庭成员的。
OK, starting was this Friday will be the last time that we will be contacting caregivers that their child might be close contact to a positive case in their class. The DOE has announced that they will be ending that. Usually, if there's a positive case, we will contact the class as a whole using Snap Connects. This Friday, we will cease doing that. As per DOE policy.
OK, 校长说呢，这个星期五呢，即将会是最后一天呢，我们会通知家长呢，有关于呢，你的小朋友呢，跟另外一个人呢，是有近距离，就是那个近距离的反阳性的新型冠状病毒的那个测验。OK, 然后呢，我们通常我们以前呢，对不对？是通常呢，如果你的小朋友呢是在近距离的话，我们会通过我们学校的 APP 呢去联系你，让你知道你的小朋友呢是其中的一个近距离，在他的附近待过，所以我们会提醒你。但是呢，教育局说呢，星期五是最后一天，然后我们不会去通知家长有关于任何就是测验，有就是你的小孩朋友是近距离跟一个新型冠状病毒测验反阳性的近距离。
Okay, we will continue giving out test kits every month. If there is a positive case in your child's class, you will get extra test kits. So I guess even if we don't notify you, and you suddenly get 2test kits, which is usually 1 box, you'll know that there was a positive case in your child's class.
OK, 然后校长说呢，我们还是会继续呢，每个月呢去发这一些测速快就是检验的那个测试盒子给你们的。那我们虽然不会通知你有关于任何反阳性的那些新型冠状病毒的测验结果，但是呢，如果你是有一个小朋友呢，是在你的小朋友的教室里面呢，是有反阳性的结果的话呢，我们会多发几个给你。那如果你有一天是觉得你们有多拿几个那个测验检验的那个盒子的话呢，那就其实也是等于你的小朋友的教室里面呢，是有人曾经反过阳性的。
Okay, the DOE is also encouraging everyone to wear a mask indoors. So, if your child's willing, please encourage them when they come back January, even this week, they should be wearing a mask indoors.
Okay, 教育局呢，他们呢，现在呢，是建议，他们非常的建议呢，在室内里面呢，也建议小朋友戴口罩。 所以呢，校长说呢，我们建议你去跟小朋友讲呢，就是说在学校里面呢，也尽量可以让他们戴口罩。
Okay, I think that wraps up my town hall for today. December has been a very quick month. Thank you for joining us. For those two that joined late, we'll have the recording up so you can listen to it. Actually, it won't be bad this time because it's pretty quick.
Okay, 校长说呢，我们今天的会议呢，即将结束了。然后呢，今天十二月呢，其实是一个就这个月呢，其实过得很快。然后呢，那两个呢，迟来这个会议的时候呢，你可以去我们的网站呢，去听我们前面呢，你错过了什么样的资料。
Once again, please feel free to reach out to Ms. Lipsky, myself, Ms. Rowena Lee.If you have questions, we are on Snap Connects. We read everything, but, you know, email us also, use home language. We will get, you know, we will respond.
校长说呢，如果你有任何问题的话呢，请你们呢，就是抽空呢，用我们学校的 APP 去发给 Ms. Lipsky, 副校长 Ms. Wong Lee, 校长跟 Ms. Rowena Lee,OK, 你可以发电邮，也可以用我们学校的 APP, 你可以用中文发给他们，然后我们会尽量尽快的回复你们的。
Oh, and I forgot, they can always reach out to Mr. Sam Lam, our parent coordinator.
OK, 你们也可以呢去联系我们学校的家长协调员，他是 Mr. Sam Lam.
I want to wish everybody a wonderful winter break.Stay safe, enjoy the time, and we will see you January 3rd.
Okay, 校长说呢，祝你们有一个愉快的假期。Okay, 必须要保障自己的安全。Okay, 我们呢会1月3号呢欢迎你们的小朋友回来上学。
Okay, bye.
谢谢，再见。